Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 14th of April 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 7.14 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user activated VK7 News only from 9.30 to 10.00. By Clayton, VK7, Zulu, Charlie, Romeo. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA across the north. QSL News. QSL card information. Herman received a package of QSL cards late on Friday afternoon. The listing is published on the email edition of the broadcast. 73, this is Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, Manager, WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest, Chat and Show Group Notice. The next gathering of the group will be held on the 4th of May at Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin. All amateurs and friends are welcome. You do not have to be a member of a club, as this is a non-club gathering from 2 p.m. and drop-in is from 2 until 5 p.m. A small plate of afternoon tea would be most welcome. Tea and coffee is provided, and anything you wish to show, bring along, as well as your talking mood, as the last one was full of chatter. Also, if there is anything you would like to discuss in the way of your projects, bring them along. For opinions or comments or just to show. Inquiries on 0417 392 583 or FRANLEY 40 at bigpond.com. 73 Sherl, VK7 Hotel Sierra Charlie. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We begin this week with a roundup of our April meeting held last Wednesday. This was a double event, as we had scheduled a special group meeting prior to the April general meeting. Roz arrived early and had the fire blazing away in the main hall, urn turned on and boiled. Nice to come home to a warm fire, and many thanks to Roz for doing it all. The SGM was attended by 17 voting members, and President Idris commenced proceedings at 19:35. Idris explained that the meeting had been called for the sole purpose of considering the proposed rules change to permit electronic banking, as recommended by our auditor, and nothing else could be discussed at this meeting. He further reminded all those present that only actual financial members could vote on the matter, and luckily all 17 present were financial. He then called upon the public officer to introduce the motion and then opened up the matter for discussion. There was only one question, and that was answered quickly. So with discussions closed, a vote was called by a show of hands. The result was a unanimous decision with all 17 hands in the air. Idris therefore declared the motion carried, but went on to explain that the changes can only take effect once approved by the registrar in Hobart. With that, the SGM was closed at 19:41 hours. After a quick rotation of papers, Idris then opened the April general meeting at 19:43 hours, noting that a further two members had arrived. We then quickly worked our way through the agenda. This meeting was closed at 1941 hours, with the business of the night completed, everyone adjourned to what else but a well-laden supper table and a general chat by all. A thank you to our lady members who brought along goodies for supper. No NTARC event is complete without a feast. The minutes of both meetings will be completed in the coming days and loaded on the Yahoo site. I am told that the new website is getting closer, which I am very happy to hear. Education classes. As most are aware, the AMC is now responsible for conducting licensing exams, but we are still eager to hold classes for those wishing to obtain their foundation license or upgrade to either standard or advanced. Our thoughts are that as we have a nice education room established in one of the rooms off the main hall, we would like to pursue education classes on the Wednesday technical session nights and put our education officer's knowledge to good use. So if you are considering one of these licenses, then please contact either the education officer by email, which is education@ntarc.net, or the president by email, which is president@ntarc.net, to give us an idea of numbers so we can move forward. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. NTARC Coming Events. Technical Sessions, Wednesday, 17 April, from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs. Bring along something that you are currently building or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from our attendees. That is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near technical nature is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. Please note that due to Easter, the technical sessions are having some time out after this coming Wednesday, resuming on Wednesday, 1st of May, so please note your diaries of that change. May General Meeting. Yes, they do come around quickly. The May meeting will be a barbecue event to be held on Saturday, 11 May, barbecue to commence at noon, and the meeting will follow at 1400 hours. As usual, the club will supply the meat, onions, bread, etc. Donations of salads to share would be appreciated. Likewise, donations of items for afternoon tea. The cost remains at $10 per person, and that covers your lunch and afternoon tea. For those just attending the meeting, a gold coin or a small note donation for afternoon tea is always appreciated. Equine event. Our first event for the year is fast approaching. NTARC has been asked to provide safety comms at the Lockhart Challenge to be held at Labrina on Saturday, 25 May. This event is being hosted by the Northeast Equine Endurance Club. This is a one-day ride, and we will be providing safety comms for the 80, 40 and 20 kilometer events. As this is close to Launceston, why not consider coming along and assisting our community organisation while utilising your radio skills? Our Safety Communications Coordinator Norm, VK7 Kilo Tango November, would appreciate hearing from you. Norm can be contacted by email, which is safetycomms.ntarc@gmail.com. Easter Break Club Closures. With Easter looming fast, we wish to advise that the last coffee session before Easter will be tomorrow, Monday, 15 April. The club will then close down for all to enjoy Easter with family and friends, and then Anzac Day will reopen on Monday, 29 April. This will also give our small team, who set up and prepared the goodies for all to enjoy at morning tea, a chance to wind down and have some time out, so please note your diaries. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please note that after tomorrow's session we will be closed until Monday, 29 April. Please remember that aside from the good company, Freely offered philosophical views may be less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer. These coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. At the moment, we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Finally, a reminder to all those members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the following address, which is ntarc.emails@gmail.com. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, but not for some weeks. 73 Yvonne, VK7, FYMX, Secretary, NTARC, Inc. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REST May presentation. On Wednesday, 1st May 2019, from 7:30 p.m, we are privileged to have Andrew Klekokwik from the Australian Antarctic Division, who has agreed to give REST a presentation on a potted history of Australian atmospheric research in Antarctica. From studies of aurorae, the ionosphere and magnetosphere, and cosmic rays to modern work on global climate modelling and related topics. There will be some side trips to note, some personal highlights, including professional and hobby interests in radio astronomy. Andrew is a principal research scientist in the Australian Antarctic Division, where he has conducted research on the Antarctic atmosphere for over 30 years. He grew up in Tasmania and gained a PhD in physics from the University of Tasmania. He has hobby interests in astronomy and environmental monitoring. Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 on 1st May 2019. Thanks to Warren, VK7 Whiskey November, for organising this presentation. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Experimenter's Night Wrap-Up. A huge night with a few milestones reached to boot. John, VK7 Foxtrot Papa Golf Alpha, came along sporting a very nice and simple antenna switch, all mounted in a neat repurposed case. On you, John. Alan, VK7 Kilo Alpha Juliet, brought along a number 10 set made by RCA, covered VHF from the 1950s. Alan has two of these sets and used them when he was in the Signal Corps in Melbourne. Alan took the lid off and showed the insides, and this set is beautifully made and has 18 miniature valves. Thanks, Alan. Larry, VK7 Whiskey Lima Hotel, brought along his SDR kit's vector network analyzer along with 6-meter loop antenna and showed the analysis of the loop antenna. Thanks, Larry. Rex, VK7 Mike Oscar, brought along his IC9700 VHF-UHF transceiver and showed how the transceiver frequency drifts quite dramatically. This means that it may not be suitable for digital modes due to a large frequency drift. Richard, VK7 Zulu Bravo X-Ray, our certified climber, mounted the DATV antenna on the roof of the club rooms with assistance from Justin, VK7TW, to route the cable through the ceiling and into the DATV studio. The original SSR DVB-T transmitter was pressed back into service. We transmitted a video and audio signal for a few hours. Thanks, Richard. Very much appreciated. This was a huge milestone for the reinstatement of the DATV studio. Our big launch is planned for after Easter. Justin, VK7TW, brought along his QRP Power VSWR kit that he built a few years ago, and Paul, VK7 Foxtrot Papa Charlie Lima, showed some interest in the kit. We even had a demonstration of the vintage German Polizei Beetle that Mark from TMR owns. Lights and hee-haw siren. Thanks, Mark. There is a video on the Reece event Facebook page for this coming Wednesday. We get back underway next Wednesday night for another Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. Hope to see you there. 73 Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. NZ Radio News. NZ, $2,250 fine for illegal transmitter use. A New Zealand man has been fined New Zealand $2,250 in the Tauranga District Court for offences relating to the possession and use of unlicensed radio communications equipment. On 24 August last year, Elvis Johnston was stopped by police in the Whangarei area. Upon searching his car, they located a Baofeng UV-5R two-way radio. When switched on, the device was found to be set to the same frequency as the Northland police channel. Radio Spectrum Management, RSM, laid charges against the man under Sections 113 and 114 of the Radio Communications Act 1989. The judge imposed a fine of New Zealand $3,000, discounted by 25% for an early guilty plea, resulting in a fine of New Zealand $2,250 plus court costs. The National Manager for Radio Spectrum Management, Fadia Modifar, said that disregard for the licensing framework has the potential to cause serious harm to radio communications. It is particularly important that Radio Spectrum Management protect safety and enforcement agencies' communications networks. Malicious and harmful interference by unlicensed transmitters is very serious, and we hope that the prosecution highlights the consequences of not following rules, Mudafar said. Since this event, RSM has taken further steps to stop unlicensed radio use. In October 2018, the Radio Communications Regulations prohibited equipment unrestricted two-way radio. Notice 2018 was introduced, which prohibits the import, sale and distribution of unrestricted two-way radio equipment other than by a permitted person, sourced from Critical Communications Webby Zine. Defence News. Work begins on Defence Signals School. The following story is sourced from Critical Comms and written by Jonathan Nally. Department of Defence has awarded a head contract for construction works under the Defence Force School of Signals redevelopment project. The $14.8 million contract has been awarded to National Aboriginal Construction Partnerships Projects, NACP. The Defence Force School of Signals is the Australian Defence Force's principal communication and information system and electronics warfare training establishment, said the Assistant Minister for Defence, Senator David Fawcett. NACP will deliver a new training facility at Simpson Barracks, Watsonia, and minor information and communications technology, ICT, works at HMAS Cerberus, Mornington Peninsula. Assistant Minister Fawcett said the engagement of NACP as head contractor demonstrated the federal government's commitment to providing opportunities for Indigenous Australians and Indigenous enterprises. NACP Projects has developed a local industry capability plan with a target of 85% of subcontract packages to be awarded to businesses within the Melbourne metro area, he said. Construction is scheduled to commence later in April, with completion set for early 2020. Sourced from Critical Communications Webby Zine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Soda Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the Experimenters Nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, Reist, 1 May. Australia Atmospheric Research in Antarctica, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart from 7:30 PM. NTARC, 11 May. Barbecue event from noon, then meeting from 2 PM. Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Northwest Coast, 4 May. Chat and show group at the Penguin Sports Centre, Aincliff Road, Penguin from 2 PM. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7, Romeo, India. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7, ALH. 40 metres, VK7, TPE. 20 metres, VK7, JGD. 10 metres, VK7, VKT. DMR Talk Group, 3809, VK7, ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA across the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Peter, VK7PD.